Welcome back to this morning's program. We have a special guest with us this morning, a very inspiring person, the Rav of Matityahu, right near Modi'in and Kiryat Sefer. His name is Rabbi Zev Leff. Welcome to the program this morning, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Rabbi, you have a lot on your daily agenda. Top of the agenda, of course, is promoting the aspects of Matityahu. For those people out there who don't know what Matityahu is all about, give a little bit of information for the people.
Matityahu is a moshav that's comprised of 60 families, Bli Ayin Hara. It is situated, as you said, right next to Kiryat Sefer, Chashmonaim, in the Modi'in area. It was founded about 22 years ago by a group of about 11 Americans, Englishmen, English-speaking families that wanted to establish a new community in Eretz Yisrael that was based on Torah living, halachic living, and would serve as a base for others that would make aliyah and be able to integrate into Israeli society in a much easier way. And it's grown to 60 families. Basically, it is a very close-knit, insulated community here. There are Israelis here also, but it's 80-85% are English-speaking. Most of the shiurim are in English, and the spoken language is pretty much English. The children attend schools either in Chashmonaim or in Kiryat Sefer, and then for high school all over the country. The community has very high standards of Yiddishkeit, and there are all different kinds of people here, people who work and people who are learning, and people with all different kinds of yarmulkes, but the main thread that binds them together is they're all people who want to grow in Torah, and that is pretty much the most important thing in their life.
And as someone who himself, who made Aliyah from the United States and actually had never had much of an opportunity to explore this country until almost the time that you made Aliyah, what is the greatest challenge for you now as the Rav of Matityahu and also its Rosh Kolel? The Matityahu is the kind of community that still has room to grow.
Right. I think that the greatest challenge is to realize that growth, to be able to deal with all the bureaucracy that's necessary and to create a community that is viable and that has a very, very rich future, and to serve our unique purpose here of being a place that can attract new Olim and make it much easier for them to basically settle here and be comfortable with the with a cultural a look that's more in fitting and more what they're used to.
All right. Now, Rabbi Leff is one of the more interesting and dynamic rabbanim here in this country, in that Rabbi Leff, who originally went to Telzi Yeshiva in Cleveland, Ohio, and was the Rav of the Young Israel of North Miami Beach for a number of years, is one of the people who is accepted in various communities here. It doesn't make a difference if the rabbi is speaking at the OU Israel Center in Yerushalayim, which is one type of audience, or perhaps speaking to an audience in Bnei Brak or even in Kiryat Sefer. What is it, Rabbi, that you bring to the table that is accepted across the entire Orthodox spectrum?
Well, first of all, I try not to get involved in politics.
Is that possible?
And I was trained by my Rebbeim, Rabbi Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, to be able to deal with all different kinds of people. And if I don't change my talks to fit the audience, except maybe on a higher or lower level, but I try to present the Torah in a way that is non-threatening, and the emes usually can be appreciated by all different kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Torah has many facets to it. There are many paths of Torah that are legitimate paths, and if somebody recognizes that, then many people will be able to get and accept what is good for them.
All right. Now, there was an interesting article in the Jewish Observer, which is the English magazine of the Agudas Yisrael of America, about the transition that, that Yidden have to make to Eretz Yisrael and all of the problems and all of the chasms that people can fall into along the way. Unfortunately, what we have seen in the last week here, too, are terrible headlines of what we call, at least in my day when America, we used to call them OTB, off-track Bachrim. Today it's off the derech, they call it. What are the pitfalls, Rabbi, that a family that has to make aliyah from America or wants to make aliyah from America, what are the pitfalls that people have to look out for along the way, especially if the children are past a certain age?
Okay, when you're dealing with very young children who will be able to get into the system here and grow into it, as you said, the problem is not that great. On the other hand, even for younger children, the parents have to decide for themselves where they want to situate themselves. Here in Eretz Israel, things are very polarized. In America, you can live, especially in communities outside of the major urban centers like New York or so on, out of town, most Jews have to get along together, and therefore the schools represent a conglomeration of a lot of different kinds of families or whatever. And people learn how to adapt to each other and live together. Here, things are very, very polarized, and people are judged very much by the kind of yarmulke they wear or the kind of clothing they wear, and everybody has their niche exactly, and you have to fit into the mold. And you have to find which mold you want to fit into, because if you don't fit into any mold, you're going to be giving your children a signal that they don't fit in either.
Mm-hmm.
So even the children that come here young have to be able to be placed in a system where they can grow in that system and feel that they belong.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, as Eretz Yisrael matures, this polarization will not be so marked, and people will learn how to tolerate and live with each other and learn from each other. And they'll be able to fit in more with a more tolerant society. But until that changes, people have to understand that they have to find their place and fit into that place in order to give themselves an identity to their children.
Ironically enough, when I made Aliyah, and I made Aliyah from Flatbush, one of the things that bothered me and one of the things that pushed me to make Aliyah, let's say, from a place like Flatbush, is that things had gotten pretty much, you know, it was the chumrah of the week. And when I made Aliyah to this country, I found that, at least where I live, perhaps where I live is a little bit different than other places, let's say in Modi'in, there are many kinds, as you said, different types of kippahs, and people basically practice any kind of frumkeit they want, whether a person walks in with a black hat or a kippah seruga, and people seem to be relatively comfortable with each other. But yet, you're right, those people,
I mean,
who,
the exception.
That's the exception.
But there are more and more of exceptions. Matityahu is like that. To a certain degree, Ramat Beit Shemesh, parts of it
mm-hmm.
are like that. There are communities now, the Rehovot community, Rabbi Stein's community, Rehovot, Chatam is like that. There are more and more communities, and most of them have at their core Anglos, English-speaking people who are used to that in the countries they came from.
Is there something that the that elements within the frum world here are afraid of, perhaps the educational process that we're given, let's say, in the Orthodox system in America? Is it that they don't think that it's a match for the system here in Eretz Yisrael?
I think more you have to understand how the two cultures developed.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Eretz Yisrael, the frum community, since the beginning of the 1900s, was under attack.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
With a concerted effort of trying to either change them
or erase them
or make them totally irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And they when you're under attack, you have to insulate yourself, isolate yourself, and fight back. And when you're in a mode of fighting back, you're very much on the defensive or offensive, and you have to fortify yourself and to a certain degree separate yourself from the outside influences completely.
Mm-hmm.
In America, the frum community was never under attack. They were growing, and they were influencing others. And they didn't have to insulate themselves and isolate themselves that much. They didn't feel they were in a war, and therefore they were able to accommodate themselves a lot to a lot of the positive things around them, not the negative things, and incorporate a lot of positive things within their own drachim.
Mm-hmm. The people who come to Matityahu, are they a particular brand of people who come from a specific community in America, or are they from different communities sprinkled all over America? Do they come from the Torah Masorah system? Do they come from the Yeshiva Flatbush? What kinds of people come to Matityahu?
I would say the majority have what we would call a yeshivish outlook, not Hasidic, but... many of them didn't learn in yeshivas, though. But they were people were makariv them, and the people who were makariv them were from the yeshiva world. So they became. There are people here who wear hats. People who don't wear hats. There are people who wear knitted yarmulkes, and people who wear black yarmulkes. And I always say I have some people with black heads under knitted yarmulkes, and knitted heads under black yarmulkes. It's not so much the thread that binds them is that they're willing to accept certain standard of Yiddishkeit that includes the laws of modesty and kashrus and shemitah or whatever, and there's no televisions here, and they're pretty serious about their Yiddishkeit, and everybody wants to grow from the point where they are, and that unites everybody together, even though there may be differences in exactly the taste, the flavor of Yiddishkeit that they have.
No, but you know what the real essence of Matityahu is? There's only one Rav.
That's true.
There's only one Rav. In America, if you go to Flatbush, you have Shtibelach on every corner, so therefore people can change based on the flavor of the Chulent. And people, as you know, Jewish people always seem to have tainus with Rabbanim, no matter what the story may be. But in Matityahu, there's one law, one Rav. And therefore, I think, actually, in many ways, that's a unifying factor. People cannot go outside the fence once they're inside Matityahu. You are the final say, and I think that actually is the glue that holds together a place like Matityahu.
Okay, I think that's for sure the case. A united community, there's one shul, there's... so it makes people at least have more of a united view of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And so that is really an exception rather than the rule. And that's something that I think maybe you can build upon, because I think a lot of people are fed up sometimes with running to 10 different shuls looking for whatever it is that they're looking for, and instead of coming to a place that has its 2 feet on the ground and is building from the ground up.
Uh-huh. I can't obviously enhance that or elaborate on it, but I'm not going to argue with you.
All right. Now, Rabbi Leff is also someone who also writes Sfarim for Art Scroll. Tell people about the next Sfarim that are on their way.
We have two that are basically finished that are waiting to be edited and printed. One on the Shmona Esrei, a very comprehensive book that gives a preface to each bracha of Shmona Esrei, for instance, the bracha that deals with healing, comprehensive view of Torah and medicine, the bracha that has to do with earning a living, how we look at people who earn a living, how a person should earn his living according to the Torah, and also an explanation word by word of every bracha. It's a lengthy book, and it should be coming out within the next few months. And another book that's a sequel to my original book on the Parshios HaTorah called Outlooks and Insights on the, another book on the Moadim, on the various festivals of the year, same style, that gives various perspectives on each Yontif.
All right, Rabbi Zev Leff of Matityahu, thank you for joining us this morning, and Mamash, a lot of Hatzlacha on your goals to build Matityahu.
Amen, and you too.
Be well.
Thank you, buddy.